We have Alex Grenier in the booth today, and he's with the Youth Cooperative Service here in for the borough of Lennoxville, and I guess for Sherbrooke too, for this district. Okay, yes. So welcome, Alex. And what exactly is the Youth Cooperative Service?
The Youth Cooperative Service is we recruit 10 to 15 kids that are aged between 13 to 17 years old. They get to form their own committee, a marketing committee, human resources committee, and a finance committee. They elect their own president. Through that, they do promotion to get contracts in the township so they can work a little bit, make a little bit of money while they learn how a real company works, and try to gain autonomy and work well in teams.
Okay, that sounds pretty interesting. When I was talking to you, you have from 13 to 17-year-olds, and they do different jobs, which is typical of summer. They do lawn mowing, painting, gardening, babysitting, different things like that. But you also made me realize that they do a lot of learning of the business part of it, too, dealing with the money and getting the contracts and that. So that's definitely a great learning experience, too, and as well as hands-on.
Yeah, they actually get to do their own accounting. There's a 1 week training after we recruited our 15 employees, and in the 1 week training they'll get to choose if they want to be in a finance committee. If they're in the finance committee, they'll get to learn how to do a real accounting and a real accounting book.
Okay, that's pretty interesting too, and definitely. Plus, whether they're in high school or whatever, too, everybody really should learn that, too. So, different jobs, and right now you're in the recruiting phase, and you're looking for 13 to 17-year-olds. Now, this Youth Cooperative Service, that started in Ontario, you were saying, and it's been going 28 years in Canada, 21 years in Quebec, so definitely a proven project there.
Yeah, and it's our fourth year here in Lennoxville.
Okay, fourth year in Lennoxville. Now, the Lennoxville team, they also do Sherbrooke as well as Lennoxville?
Yeah, we get to do a small part of Sherbrooke too, because there's other cooperatives like this in Sherbrooke, but we are touching a little part of Sherbrooke too.
Okay, and there's different cooperatives, you were saying, throughout the townships. There's one in East Angus, there's some in the other parts of the townships
too. Yeah, Flemimo and Ascot Bellevue.
Okay, in Stansted too, and different places like that, okay. So you're recruiting 13 to 17-year-olds. Now, if you're a 13 to 17-year-old out there, what qualities are you looking for?
We're looking for somebody with a lot of energy. Somebody wants to learn, that's for sure. We know they don't have that much experience, but we're willing to train them, and somebody that wants to have fun also throughout the summer, because they're going to be with 1,400 kids like them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a great chance to get out there and make friends too, so do some networking and learn about committees and doing the books and accounting. Now, part of the money goes back to the cooperative, and part of it goes to the students, and you were saying that on an average the student would make about $200 a summer, which is really excellent.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a cooperative, so for sure they have to give a little money to get in the cooperative, but that money will be given back to them at the end of the summer, and the percentage of money made on the contracts will also be redistributed at the end to them, so
okay.
The cooperative doesn't make any money on top of the kids.
Okay, so even if they have to give a little bit of money, how much money would they have to get?
I think Lily talking, we're speaking of $10,
okay.
And they get it back at the end, because we have to teach them what's a cooperative too, and you have to pay to get in the cooperative.
Definitely, that's a great idea. Now you're sponsored by different places. You were saying you're sponsored by a committee at Alexander Galt Regional High School and Desjardins, and somebody else at Bishop's too, different places.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Madame Sylvie Biquette, which is a finance teacher at Bishop's University.
Okay, good. Now, how long have you been in the cooperative, Alex?
It's my first year in the cooperative.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned about the cooperative last year, and got really interested, so we had a 1 week training, and now I'm in the project.
Okay, and you're a Champlain student?
No, I'm a second year business bishop student.
Okay, so you have the business behind you too to teach the students. Good. So you had a good year last year. Right now you want to recruit people. So 13 to 17 year olds, you're looking for people with energy that want to learn too. And you were saying it's not necessarily a 9 to 5 every day too, depending on the contracts.
No. Like we have a good rotation on our schedules, and the kids like actually want to come in because they don't get in. They don't get to always come in when they want to, but because our locals are not that big, and 15 we can't have 15 kids at the same time. But kids are actually happy to be there when they're there.
Definitely, I can imagine, because being a 13, a 14, even a 15-year-old today, it's hard to break into the workplace. People are looking for students with experience, and this is a great place for them to start out and learn at the same time. Good. Now you're going to be having a booth at Friendship Day?
Yes, we'll have a booth where we'll be there from 9 to 4:30.
Okay.
At Friendship Day, so we'll be under the name of the CGS Gen X.
Okay.
And I think we're inside.
Okay, inside St. Antoine School, probably?
Yeah.
Okay, so just go by there, and there's interviews and everything, and different types of work, but you were saying that the student can pick if they don't want to mow lawns, if they'd rather do babysitting, whatever,
yeah.
You know? Okay, that's great. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, except maybe our email.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cgs_Lennoxville.
Mm-hmm.
At allmail.com.
Okay.
And we receive resume by that. It works really well, and we'll just send back a response. And if they're interested, we arrange an interview and pass them an interview. So a lot of time it's their first experience getting interviewed.
Mm-hmm. That's
really good
too.
For them.
Yeah, it is. So again, the email cgs_Lennoxville@hotmail.com. Is that correct, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay. And just drop by the booth at Friendship Day if you're out there, and you're either a mother and a father, or, you know, if you're a 13 to 17-year-old, and find out what it's all about. It could be a great experience and a lot of fun. Good. Well, thank you very much.